Welcome, everyone, to Wisdom for a Crazy World, your trusted source for 21st century common sense. We hope you're having a great day, but just in case you're not, our host, Tom McQueen, is about to make it a lot better. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode. And now, it is my privilege to introduce to you one of the most popular podcasters on any network, award-winning author and speaker, Tom McQueen.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. I'm Tom McQueen, and you are listening to another episode of Wisdom for a Crazy World. And once again, our episode tonight was suggested by a listener from California who is having a lot of difficulty in the workplace with her boss. So we have titled this episode, How to Survive a Toxic Boss, because that's the way she described her particular situation. And that wasn't just one suggestion from a listener. I get this a lot and had it a lot in my consulting practice a lot, where I would visit with companies and meet employees who were really engaged in the mission of their business, but had to deal with bosses who were very difficult. And I always remember the quote from Warren Buffett. I'll never forget this. I use it frequently. He said, you know, look for three things in a person: intelligence, energy, and integrity. And if they don't have the last one, don't even bother. I'm going to read that again. Look for three things in a person: intelligence, energy, and integrity. And if they don't have the last one, don't even bother. Unfortunately, I think when companies are hiring bosses, leaders, managers, supervisors, whatever you want to call them, they don't pay much attention to the integrity part. And what they get, unfortunately, are bad bosses. And there are several expressions of bad bosses, as I'm sure you are well aware, but I'll just run through a few now. The first and most common is the narcissist. You know, terrible bosses are endlessly self-centered. Everything's about them and not the people they manage or what's going on in their employees' personal lives. It's never about the team, but it's all about how good they look. Conversely, though, great bosses lead with that integrity, honesty, care, and authenticity. Another example of a toxic boss, a scammer. One boss that I had many, many years ago believed that there was a direct correlation between how loud he yelled and revenue growth. Seriously. So I laugh about it now because I no longer have to report to him. But sadly, from what I read today, this is a trait that pervades the workplace. And there was a post on LinkedIn earlier this year asking whether it is acceptable to yell at work. And I was shocked, because more than 40% of the approximately 10,000 comments defended screaming as an acceptable management behavior. Another example of a toxic boss with no integrity is a bully. And bullies manage through fear-mongering and intimidation. And as a result, what they create is a culture of distrust, nervousness, fear. And bullies, the people who are bullied, are always worried about losing their jobs. And then you get into office politics, and that destroys employee morale. It's just one terrible thing after another. Another example of a toxic boss without integrity is somebody who's unapologetic. You know, they will just never see their behavior as egregious, and they will never apologize for anything. Another example is, I hate to use this term. I just hate that term in general, but it's what someone described to me when they described their toxic boss as a suck up. You know, they just suck up to the people on top of them and the higher levels of management, but they're just terrible to their own, to the employees that report to them. And then a couple more before we take a break here. Of course, a toxic boss is definitely a poor communicator. They don't give good instructions, and as a result of being a terrible communicator, they're a poor listener. their poor listeners as well. They're always right. They're unavailable. They never praise or encourage. They're blamers. They're unrealistic and demanding. And of course, the big word today is they're micromanagers. I've seen them. I've worked for them. And it's no fun being in a situation where you have a toxic boss. We'll talk about some solutions when we come back after the break. But you are listening to Wisdom for a Crazy World. And thank you so much for being here today. We'll be back right after a short break. Many blessings, my friends.
As a hospice chaplain, marriage and family therapist, and award-winning author, Tom McQueen's retreats, workshops, keynote addresses, and seminars have inspired and motivated audiences throughout the United States and Canada. For his best-selling book, Letters to Ethan, a collection of letters to his grandson, Tom joined actor Tom Hanks and news journalist Diane Sawyer as the recipient of the Angel Award presented by the Excellence in Media Foundation. To schedule Tom for a presentation at your church or business, call 727-688-5121 or email letterstoethan@aol.com.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. I'm Tom McQueen, and you are listening to Wisdom for a Crazy World and our episode entitled How to Survive a Toxic Boss. Once again, a suggestion from one of our listeners out in California. And you know, this is so hard to believe, but our show goes live when it's actually recorded. So people have an opportunity at that time to send me feedback. And then, of course, I send out a link, and Spotify and the 8 other networks on which we're heard post a link so that people can listen anytime they want. But after the first break, I already got 4 messages from people who had more characteristics of a toxic boss. So before we get into the solution and the plan to survive, I'll tell you what they had to say. So one person wrote in that toxic bosses they're tolerant of mediocrity from people who do, once again, hate to use the term, but who do suck up to them. So even though they have poor performers, those poor performers will stay in their department as long as they suck up to the boss. And then I must have forgotten this word, but someone also suggested bad bosses are manipulative. They're notorious for scheming and manipulating others, you know, for their own agenda or just for fun sometimes. And then another person said they can be very vindictive, you know, that if you cross them or you disagree with them or, you know, debate an issue with them, then they'll take it out on you later. And then the last one that came during the break was the toxic bosses are inconsiderate and shaming, that they will shame you in public. So basically, what do you do? I mean, if you have a bad, how do you survive? What do you do? Well, the first thing you have to do, quite frankly, is you have to make the decision whether you're going to stay or whether you're going to go. And if you feel trapped, realistically evaluate how severe the situation is impacting you emotionally and mentally, because toxic bosses can destroy you. There's no question about that. And second suggestion is, if you decide to stay, is do the work. Don't be a target. You know, avoid any situation by where you're the victim, or just keep your head down, stay out of trouble, and do your work and do it well. And thirdly, don't get drawn into things. You know, toxic bosses like to create a lot of drama. Don't fall for it. You know, stay a safe emotional distance away from them. Be polite, be honest and clear, but maintain that emotional distance. And another great suggestion was, don't gossip. You know, some people just get caught up in that whole thing of gossiping, but to maintain your sanity, you know, distance yourself from the source. You may not like or respect them, but don't disparage them or gossip about a toxic boss, because it's just not going to do you any good in the long run. Now, if your colleagues are being negatively affected, of course, then you can lend support by offering an understanding ear. But don't let those discussions devolve into negativity or personal attacks. You know, try to get HR involved. But, you know, getting involved and down in the dirty, it's just not, it doesn't happen. Nothing good comes of that. But for your own safety as well and for your future employment, keep detailed records of what happens to you. If you find yourself the target of inappropriate or abusive behavior, keep detailed, accurate records. Don't embellish, but make sure the records are clear. If you ever have to corroborate a complaint, take legal action, you want to have your ducks in a row, so to speak. And don't derail your career. Don't let one toxic boss ruin your vocation or your mission in life. And, you know, where do we find these good bosses? You know, so we want to save a segment of the show to talk about, you know, tips for being a great boss and the boss that you can be looking for in a workplace. And I have a great resource for you when we come back after our break. So once again, I'm Tom McQueen. You're listening to Wisdom for a Crazy World. And after a short break, we'll be talking about some common sense leadership and finding that boss who is legendary and positive. Be right back, my friends.
From author Tom McQueen comes the important and must-read new book, What I Learned When I Died, Life Lessons from Heaven. In What I Learned When I Died, author Tom McQueen shares some of the lessons he learned from that initial encounter in heaven, lessons that were reinforced by the fellow travelers he journeyed with along the road of life. Author Tom McQueen is a retired licensed marriage and family therapist, chaplain, and founder of the American Family Foundation, Incorporated. He has published numerous books and articles, and his best-selling book, Letters to Ethan, a collection of letters he wrote to his grandson, was the recipient of the Angel Award from the Excellence in Media Foundation. Author Tom McQueen has appeared on the Lifetime Television Network, the This Is the Day program on Catholic TV, and on many shows and radio programs throughout the United States. What I Learned When I Died, Life Lessons from Heaven, from author Tom McQueen, is available on Amazon and makes a great book for book clubs. Order your copy today.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. I'm Tom McQueen, and you're listening to Wisdom for a Crazy World, and we're talking about toxic bosses today. And I shared with you that in our last segment, we talk a little bit about the antidote to toxic bosses and what to look for. And I had a special resource for you, and that resource comes from my friend, Major General Carl Horst, retired U.S. Army, former Chief of Staff at U.S. Central Command at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa. He wrote a book in 2016. Not a long one. It's about 60 pages or so, entitled Common Sense Leadership. And in that book, he describes the 10 leadership tips that make an effective leader, a servant heart leader. I'm just going to run through three of them really quickly here with you right now, and then I hope you'll go out on Amazon and find this book. His first tip is that leaders live by a set of values. That's number one. That guides everything that they do. And he shared with us his own list of personal values and character traits, which are integrity, competency, self-discipline, personal courage, selflessness, humility, and accountability. And so when you're looking for a boss and you're interviewing with a boss, you can kind of pick those up from people, whether they have them or not. And they're traits to look for, because you don't want to go into a company or gain new employment and be disappointed immediately or in just a few weeks by the type of boss who's collaborating with you. And one of his other tips is that an effective leader must be clear and concise in verbal and written communication. And then he uses this quote from the philosopher Plato, which is so apparent today. Plato said many, many years ago, wise men talk because they have something to say, fools because they have to say something. And a lot of bosses that are in that toxic category just talk because they think they want to have something to say. But they really don't. And then another one of his tips is, I love this one, don't forget where you come from. and how you got to where you are. Then remember, you didn't do it all on your own. A great tip that, you know, we're not these gods, these bosses that come down out of the sky from heaven. People helped us get to where we are today, and that we didn't do it all by ourselves. And there are many, many more in here. For example, maintain a sense of humor and use it liberally was another one. Be thoughtful of others. Never pass up an opportunity to be polite and positive. Treat other people with dignity and respect. Say please and thank you a lot. This is just one of my favorite books. Lead by personal example. Don't ask people to do something that you are not willing to do yourself. So when I say that this title of the book reflects the content, it certainly does. It's about common sense. And great leaders, great servant heart leaders have common sense. And if you're aspiring to be a leader, this is a book that you want to get your hands on. It's available on Amazon. You'll love it. If you get it, please let me know what you think about it. Send me a message here on Spotify, or you know, text me or email. And once again, my email address is letters2ethan@aol.com, or you can call me at 727-688-5121. Let's have a closing prayer for leadership. Father in heaven, you've created leaders to guide your people in every aspect. Give them the courage, the grace, and the wisdom to know that they are true servants. Lift them up. Put your arms around them and give them some small sharing in your wisdom so that they can be a hope and a help to those that work for them rather than a curse. And I ask this as I ask every good thing in your holy name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for visiting our program again. We look forward to seeing you again next week on another episode of Wisdom for a Crazy World. God bless you, my friends.